Hey, did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch up.
It's been a long weekend. I forgot what day it was.
It's been a long weekend.
Hey guys,
and welcome
to the catch up.
Back again.
This is it's Tuesday's. There we go. Finally, a little bit of peace.
Am I my? Oh, my second. Hey, welcome, guys.
Welcome to the Tuesday podcast. Oh, you're going to go again? That's twice.
Hey, I'm back.
You can't turn your own mic on. Big show it was on Tuesday. My dad got us a present.
Awful.
Some mugs.
Just
Jesus.
No.
You are a real piece of work today.
It was
nah, see ya. All right, go. What were you going to say?
Hey, I'm back. No, it was a great gift. He got the date wrong.
Yeah, he screwed something up on it. Poor bugger. He's actually devastated as well. I called him after this show.
No, we really appreciate it, Peter. Thanks for getting
It's Mick. His name is Mick.
Sorry.
Oh, he spelled that wrong, Peter. Too, did he? We also play Impersonate.
Oh, yeah. Look, if you didn't know, the what are they called?
Impersonations.
No,
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls aren't getting back together. Victoria Beckham came out and she said, look, it's not happening. But good news is, Nath, you're going to go on tour as the Spice Girls doing impressions of them.
Unconfirmed. And even if I do, no one will come. So
I'll come. It's good for a laugh. Me and your dad, Pete, will come.
Enjoy the podcast. Get out of here.
See you guys.
Jim, you know my dad, he's a big fan of ours.
Our dad.
Our dad.
Sorry. We're not brothers. We're not related.
Oh,
your father.
I don't know what our parents got up to. Our dad, I said it again.
Stop.
My dad.
Your dad.
Big fan of ours. He's actually set my whole family up with the app and with digital radio so he can listen to us all around Australia. So we've got family listening everywhere to us. I saw him over the long weekend and he came up to me with a big cardboard box filled with stuff.
Yep.
And he said, look, I've made a design and I've made something and I've got them delivered. And he gave me this big box of all these things. Now, I have one of these items here. I'm going to give it to you and I just want you to describe to everybody what my dad has made
for
us.
You want to throw it,
Jimmy? I'm not going to throw it. It's too fragile.
Okay. It's a little brown box. So I'm holding a coffee mug that has two beautiful... It has a photo of us together.
Two brothers?
No, we're not related. Get Up with Jimmy and Nath. Hit Hobart. So he's made breakfast show, 6 till 9.
You got that right.
Monday to Friday. Well, I would have went Tuesday to Friday, but anyway. He's created his own merchandise for us.
He was a little bit nervous because he had to do a few drafts. There's a few misspelt ones sitting at home.
I love the effort and thought that's gone into it, but I'm pretty sure we have a whole department here that makes... Well that's their... there's people here at work. Their job is to get merchandise,
to
put our face on stubby coolers and mugs and other things.
Well, I've got two questions I want to ask you. First one is...
I was going to say, he's trying to pull people out of a job here, mate. It's rude. We've got people.
Well, he wants to know if we can give them out, but he's only given me four. So it's only four people are going to be able to get these mugs. Minus two, because you and I kind of want one.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm happy to give mine away.
Second question he asked, can I claim the money back?
Nathan, we're just talking about your dad. He's made us a mug. A merch mug. Look, it has our photo on it, Jimmy and Nath. It has Get Up with Jimmy and Nath, Hit 100.9 Hobart, Breakfast Show. Thanks for telling us.
Afternoon show.
6 till 9 and Monday to Friday. Yeah.
All your essential information.
Now, you said he wanted to get his money back for these.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming they're not cheap.
No, I don't think they would be. But can you just tell everyone what your father does for a living?
Yeah, he's a sparky.
Yeah. So I don't think you can go to the tax man at tax time and be like, write off, made four mugs, four Jimmy and Nath mugs.
Sparkies drink a lot of tea. Maybe he's providing tea mugs for the whole of the... they get up early, mate.
We need to chat to an accountant and be like, can Sparkies claim making their own mugs for their tea and coffee?
Maybe they can. Who knows?
You and me, we love having a bit of fun. If you are listening for the show for the first time, we like our sports.
Yeah.
Every Friday, I attempt to throw a basketball from my desk into a basketball hoop at the office.
How's that been going so far?
Yeah, no, well, I've only had two shots. We have been here for 2 weeks and two misses.
Yep. 100% loss rate.
You can hear that on the catch-up. That's our little podcast online. Go there to hear the shows you've missed out on. But, Nath, right now I'm proposing something for in the studio here because I think we need to have a bit more fun in the studio.
Because we're not having enough fun, is that what you're saying?
You can always have more fun. You can always have more fun. Because I found this product online. It's a giant inflatable beach ball. It's 12...
I'll stop you there. I love it already.
Okay.
We're done.
See ya. It's a giant inflatable beach ball. It's 12 foot, which is nearly 4 metres round.
It's huge.
So it is giant. It's called the Beach Behemoth.
Oh, yeah.
It's $95.96. It's in America, but it does ship to Australia.
Oh, great.
Yep, so there is international shipping. I'm not sure what that fee is, but someone here at work can sort it out.
That's not our problem.
But, Nath, I thought before we can purchase this thing, and you can head to our socials, at Jimmy and Nath, you can see a photo of it on the Instagram. I just read a review.
Oh, someone's written a review.
Oh, there's plenty of reviews. Okay. There's heaps of people that reviewed it because this is the world's biggest beach ball.
Have you picked a positive one to kind of convince me to get it?
I just random. I just was scrolling on the internet page and I put my finger on it and I went, I'm going to read this one because it's the longest one.
Okay.
So my thought process is if you've gone to this much effort to write such a long review.
Accurate.
Yeah, they've got to be accurate. So they've given it 2 stars out of 5.
That's all right.
And the review's called The Fun Way to Ruin a Weekend and Blow $100.
We don't work on the weekends, so that's all right.
Okay, this is from Red. Red said, we took this ball to the beach and after close to 2 hours to pump it up, we pushed it around for about 10 fun-filled minutes. That was until the wind picked up and it sent it hurtling down the beach at about 40 knots per hour. It destroyed everything in its path. Children screamed in terror at the giant inflatable monster that crushed their sandcastles. Grown men were knocked down trying to save their families. The faster we chased it, the faster it rolled. It was like it was mocking us. Eventually, we had to stop running because it was because its path of injury and destruction was going to cost us a fortune in legal fees. Rumour has it, it's still floating down the beach.
Yeah, great. Let's get 3.
Sorry, Nathan, I'm overwhelmed at the moment. Oh. We're talking about it earlier on the show. Your dad, he's gone out and he's made us some memorabilia. He's made us our own mugs.
Yeah, mugs with our mugs on it.
Yeah, so it's a mug with our faces. It says, get up with Jimmy and Nath. Hit Hobart, 100.9 Breakfast Show. We've been talking about it and I didn't even realise this. Now, you can see a photo of the mug on our Instagram story, at Jimmy and Nath. Head there, have a look. Our producer came in, and he, Mace, and he goes, boys, I think the date's wrong. So he put a date on the mug for our official start date, which was in January, but on the mug it says Monday the 29th of Feb. So technically we haven't even started yet.
Don't you know yet? I haven't actually turned your mic on for 2 weeks. We haven't gone anywhere.
And then I went on my calendars, on my phone. There is no 29th of Feb.
It's a made-up day. So are we actually on?
Or are we going to get fired? I'm not sure if this is... I mean, I appreciate the effort your dad's gone to, but... it's not a good sign, is it?
Poor bugger. He's listening to this right now. He's going to be devastated.
No, it looks great. It looks great.
We're going to have 30 new mugs coming next week. Jimmy, uni student. This is devastating. In the States, she's been failed by her professor when she identified Australia as a country in an assignment.
Sorry, I saw this online. I didn't realise it was a uni student.
Yeah, university. No, this isn't like a year 6 kid and a year 6 teacher or even a kindergarten kid. This is a university professor.
I'm not saying professors are smarter than year 6 teachers. I'm just surprised.
Oh, I am.
Okay, you are.
They are. They're professors. She was doing an assignment where she basically she had to compare the US to another country. Yep. And so she wrote this 5,000-word thesis. And then she got it back with a big F on the front because the professor said that Australia wasn't a country, it was just a continent. Okay. So she was incorrect. So her whole thing was void because she said that.
I mean, how
come
can
on,
you?
Prof.
Look, I have lived in America at one stage of my life, and part of this story doesn't surprise me, but come on. I mean, if you're a professor at a university talking about country, like, surely you...
like, surely you know countries.
Well, you just check. You just go... Actually, is Australia a country? Let me do a quick Google.
No one has to know that you checked.
It is. It takes 1 second to check that.
Well, this is my favourite. So she's complained and he's taken the assignment back. He agreed to have another look at it, but refuses to accept that Australia is a country, even still.
Now I'm proud of him. You know what I mean? Stick
to
your guns.
Stick to it.
I mean, if you're going to say it's not a country, you've got to back yourself in 100%.
Well, this is what I'm worried about. If he's a professor, I'm assuming he's been around the traps for a long time.
Yeah.
how many students now think Australia isn't a country? How many times has he passed this on?
Yeah, not a lot of people know. They think, like, Australia and New Zealand are the same. Yeah. Like, they're all together.
When Antarctica, throw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, they've got no idea. When I was living there, someone said, oh, how was the drive over? It was a long drive. And I thought they were, like, having a joke. And I was like, I didn't drop. And then they're like, no, it's a bit of a drive. And then I thought, okay, maybe they thought, because I was living in Alabama, I went to the University of Alabama, I thought maybe I flew into LA and I drove from there. And they're like, no, that giant bridge that goes from Australia to America. I was like...
They thought there was a bridge?
They thought there was a giant bridge.
And what did you say? Did you go, no, not a bridge? Or?
No, I walked away.
Get away from me.
I can't have this conversation.
Now, I believe you've corrected a few teachers in your time, Jim, over at Gundawindi High.
Yeah, I mean, I did get into a bit of trouble at times. I went to a country. I'm not saying my teachers weren't smart. I was a smart ass. I was a complete opposite. I wouldn't recommend anyone listening to do what I did, but one of my biggest things was when I was in home economics. And so I believe we were cooking pancakes in class. Now, my mother is a chef. So I'd cooked pancakes before and I'd seen Mum cook them. So the teacher comes past and I've got the ingredients and the step-by-step process and I'm making different changes. I'm putting extra flour in or whatever.
Oh, you're doing your own creative license.
Yeah, and the teacher's like, what are you doing? And I went, oh, well, this is the best way to cook pancakes. And she's like, no, it's not, little Jimmy. She's like, this is about following instructions to get the recipe. And I was like, listen, love.
Sit down.
I was like, my mum is a chef and you are just a teacher. I was like, I think I know something more than you. Nath, I was looking at my reflection over the weekend.
Oh, you poor thing.
And
I hate it when that happens.
I was like, I thought I told you to get rid of all the mirrors in our house. I was looking at a spoon and I thought, geez, I got some good hair, but I could probably go a haircut. And then it got me thinking, you know, it's that question of, you know, how are you going to cut your hair? You know, what do you want to do? You know, every time you get a haircut, usually you just go for the same old.
Yeah, I panic. I often go, yeah, just three around half off the top.
Yeah, you just do the same. You have the thought process at home going, well, what could I do this time with my hair? Then you get to the same thing because they go, what do you want? And you panic. It's a panic order.
I've actually gone into a hairdresser and ordered a different haircut, like something different, and then just is about to start. I was like, no, just three around half off the top, please.
Just a regular. So it got me thinking. I was like, well, maybe I should do something good. Because the world's greatest shave is happening on March 14th to 18th. 14th to 18th sounds like it happens over 4 days. you just pick one of those days. I'm not shaving my head for 4 days. There's not that much hair.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah. Jeez, this guy's hairy.
He's a wolf man.
I'll do it March 14th to 18th then. Nath, first thoughts, what do you think? World's greatest shave, month away.
Fantastic idea, Jim. And I think that's good that you've brought it up now because you can prepare. Don't get any cheap haircuts beforehand. Grow it out, mate.
Well, this is the other thing I thought of because I was thinking about getting a haircut the next week. But if I'm going to do this, I've got to grow it out for the next month.
Well, you're saving money, and then the money that people are paying for your haircut is going to charity.
So, again, we'll set something up. I just want to get you, for everyone else out there, if you'd love to donate, because the money does go to help beating blood cancer, like lymphoma, leukemia, stuff like that, and improves the quality of life for all those people that are suffering with it. But, Nathan, they just said they've got, like, a little questionnaire. Will you be shaving? Like, what will you be shaving? So I just thought they...
Can you pick? Is there, like, a tick box?
Well, no, yeah. I mean, there's, like, number one, number two, or number three, or number four. Like, blade.
Oh, no, you're going the whole thing.
I'm going short. Yeah. And they also suggest shaving a beard or mustache.
Yeah, shame. Why not? Do it all.
I don't have a beard at the moment.
Yeah, do you want me to grow it out? Then we can get it going over 4 days.
So over this month, what, am I just growing the whole beard or just a mustache?
Grow everything. I'm not even just saying beard. Go your chest hair. Do everything.
So what, I'm going to get a full body shave?
Yeah. We get people involved. We're going to get, you know what? We're going to get the people of Hobart involved and they're going to shave just a little bit of Jimmy.
I'm not going to get my whole body shaved.
Yes, you are.
Nath, Cadbury Caramilk. Now, we've spoken about this off air. Cadbury Caramilk, you've never tried it.
No.
No, neither have I. Now, if you are just joining us, Cadbury Caramilk, this is a huge chocolate at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's apparently sold out on the mainland. It's been brought back just for a recent time because it originally existed in 1994.
Old school.
Made in New Zealand, and then they discontinued it a short time after. It's a caramelised white chocolate. Sounds delicious. Now, Nath, you and me, we haven't tried it yet. No. We've got our fingers crossed that before the end of the show we can get our hands on some.
Well, it depends how efficient everybody working with us is. If they could bring it in, that'd be great.
In the group text, we've just messaged everyone at work. If you could bring some in or stop at the shops on the way, But Nath, people really, really want this stuff because it's going for 10 times its normal price online.
What do you mean? People are scalping it?
Yeah, so the block goes for about $3, there or thereabouts, right. Woolies and Coles. Some being sold on eBay for as high as $150.
To get your hands on these things. Is this just in Australia or is this global that it's going nuts?
No, it's just, it doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. It's right, just Australia and New Zealand. It's made in New Zealand and they ship it over here and they've brought it back for a limited time. Again, it used to be around $9.94. Some people are saying you should invest in Cadbury Cara Milk. I've just got some statistics here for you, mate.
Oh, great. I'm glad you've done the research.
Yep. The ASX, that's down 4%. Yep. Australian dollar, that's down 4.13%. Mm. Bitcoin, that's down 12%.
Oh, Bitcoin.
But Cadbury Caramel blocks are up 1,000%.
There you go. So, did you make that up?
No, I actually
went. You didn't make it up?
That's not made up.
Well done.
They are real statistics. So go invest. I can't see this going badly for you. Okay. Hey, look, there's a post on the Hip Facebook page that our producer Mason put up. Producer Mason, if you'd like to come into the studio, we just want to ask you about some Cadbury Caramel because I believe he's tried it. But, I mean, we've got some comments here. And this is happening in live time over the weekend. People are Philippa French. Has anyone seen any recently? I can't find it. Natasha Conrad, she said Woolies in Howrah, but it's near the registers, not in the confectionery aisle.
Oh, so people are even giving directions once you get to the supermarket, where to find it.
Christy White, I got some at Coles Glenorchy, about 10 blocks left.
Oh.
So now, Mace, how are you, buddy?
Hello.
Oh, he wants the sound effect.
Oh, you want... he wants his toucan, okay.
There he is.
Toucan, Mace.
Official hello.
Well done, yeah, I'm waiting on that, though.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. I'm good.
So have you tried this Cadbury Caramel?
Yeah. It's, yeah, do you want a bit of a review?
Yeah,
a bit
of a review on it, mate.
I mean, keep it short.
But have we got 10 minutes? Yesterday, I managed to snap some. I first tried the Elizabeth Street Woolworths. No luck there. So I went down to...
So you went on a bit of a hunt for the Cadbury Caramel.
Yeah. Then went down to the Campbell Street Woolies.
Had you had Cadbury Caramel before this, Max?
No.
So you were...
The hype. Got me, yeah.
Did you go on a solo venture or did you bring your beautiful girlfriend Riri with you as well?
Well, I wouldn't say brought her, more like dragged her along.
It was her idea.
And then, yeah, went to the Campbell Street Woolies, got some, managed to buy 3 blocks. I have 2 blocks left. I've eaten the entire block. It's bloody good.
And how much did you bring in for us?
Done.
Now, if we were just talking about the caramel chocolate, this is the chocolate that's nearly sold out all across Australia and New Zealand. They go for about $3. Some are going online for $150. People really want this stuff, and we just welcome producer Mason in the studio. How are you, producer Mason?
Good.
Now, we asked you, but we didn't get an answer, a review, because you got your hands on this yesterday. You went for a hunt around Hobart, and you found it at...
The Campbell Street Woolies.
Campbell Street Woolies. And how many blocks were there when you went?
When I went there was 5 or 6, and I snapped up 3.
Why didn't you just buy 6?
Why didn't you take them all?
Too poor.
He doesn't get paid.
We pay him nothing. All right, so a review, mate. Out of 10, what would you rate this chocolate?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Well... if I had to describe it, I'd say it's like, you know, like the dream chocolate? It's like that, but with a hint of, obviously, caramel. I would say...
Hang on, give you a drum roll.
Out of 10, Cadbury Caramel chocolates.
8.5.
Or higher. So is it your favourite Cadbury chocolate now?
It's up there with the coconut ruffs and the marbles.
The what?
Marble.
Coconut ruffs?
You never... Oh, dude, that's a whole nother story.
That's another one you didn't bring in as well.
Just after 8:30, we're going to have a bit of gossip news, and this includes the Spice Girls, because you would have seen last week a photo came out of all the Spice Girls back together, and everyone went, they're getting back together, going on tour, they're making music, but no. Sadly, over the weekend, Victoria Beckham put a quash to that and said, nah, we're not doing music, it's not happening.
Do you reckon they were originally going to do it, and then she's like, nah, got enough money?
She's like ahead of her own fashion empire. She's got enough
going
on.
She's queen.
And David Beckham's launching his own soccer team in Miami as well.
What?
Yeah.
Just stop. You've done your thing. Now retire.
They're so talented and so beautiful. It just makes me angry. But, Nath, because the Spice Girls aren't going on tour again, I thought we could play this. Impersonate. Yep. So how this works, Nath, is I give you a celebrity and you've just got to give me your impression of them.
Mm.
Now, because the Spice Girls aren't getting back together, I've got 3 different Spice Girls here. So you'll hear a Spice Girl, you'll do that impression, and then we'll hear the original version again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, can I just ask something? Do they have
relatively different voices? Because I just thought they were all British.
It's a bit of a mix. Some of them are singing, some of them are speaking. Because I thought if you're going to go on tour as the Spice Girls, which is what my dream would be, the Spice Girls as performed by Nath, you should be able to speak like them and you should be able to sing like them.
Okay. You literally know, be and dress like them.
That's up to you. Okay. So the first cab of the rank will be Ginger Spice. Nath, are you familiar with Ginger?
Yeah, she's redhead.
Yep.
We'll gave that away.
All right, so this is Ginger Spice with the Spice Girls hit song Stop. You just walk in, I make you smile.
It's cool, but you don't even know me. You just walked in, I made you smile. You said that you don't even know me. Oh, Ginger, is that you? Are you in Hobart?
You did singing it. You didn't even put an accent on.
No, accents don't exist when you sing.
Well, yours did. And somehow you've managed. It's probably because you're not singing.
Fail or pass.
All right. No, that's a fail. Oh. I'm sorry. We don't need to hear the original version again. All right. This one, this is Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham, in a recent interview.
No, I don't know. I mean, I gave up worrying about what people thought a long, long time ago, you know.
I really don't know. I gave up what people thought a really long time ago. I'm Posh Spice.
Right, let's
also starring in Little Britain.
No, I don't know. I mean, I gave up worrying about what people thought a long, long time ago, you know.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one. Sounded more like someone from Little Britain, but I'll give you that one. All right, finally, this is Scary Spice. So this is Mel B. And this is her rap from Wannabe.
Oh, God.
Okay, so remember, you only get to hear this once, Nath.
Okay. So here's a story from A to Z. You want to get with me, you got to listen carefully. We got M in the place, who likes it in your face. You got G like MC, who likes it on an easy V. You doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around. Okay, you really need to print the lyrics out for me. Because you know I've got the greatest memory.
Give it your best go.
So here's a story from A to B. You gotta get with me. You gotta listen carefully. You got da 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 da. Jim, obviously, Winter Olympics on at the moment. Aussie just picked up a silver medal as well, which is awesome.
Yeah, Maddie Graham.
Yeah,
Maddie. In the Winter Olympics.
Mm. In the winter event that he was in.
No, the mogul. He won at the mogul.
The Norwegian Winter Olympic team, they're a little bit embarrassed at the moment. I just saw this morning because they've accidentally ordered 15,000 eggs to their campsite rather than 1,500.
Yeah, it's just a few more.
Yeah. So apparently 4 truckloads showed up yesterday morning unloading cartons and crates and pallets of eggs.
4 trucks of chickens arrived. They're like, we don't even have that many eggs. You're going to need to take the chickens and just wait.
Now, apparently the guy in charge of ordering it, the head chef of the Norwegian Winter Olympic team, he's blaming the South Korean Google Translator, saying that he typed in 1,500 into that and then typed it into the online ordering site.
Yeah.
But he reckons they've done it wrong and he's accidentally ordered 15,000 because of the Google Translator.
Because Google Translate, yeah. Well, wouldn't you think, though, even with the translation, like when you go to pay... I'm not sure. I've never bought 1,500 or 15,000 eggs, but I'm sure 15,000 eggs cost a lot more than 1,500.
Yeah, sure.
You'd see the bill and go, oh, geez, eggs are expensive in South Korea.
Well, maybe he didn't know the currency. He tried to put that in Google Translator as well. I thought maybe they would... Surely they'd have like a South Korean chaperone.
Like a translator.
Yeah, you don't want to go in cold.
Well, I always thought the Olympics was about the village, you know what I mean? And you went there and there was all the food. Because I always hear the athletes going about how they love Maccas and, you know, there's the food hall where they all
nuggets,
hang out.
Yeah.
So I find it weird that they... Who is it? The Norwegians.
The Norwegians.
They've got their own chef.
Mm.
I mean, la-di-da.
Well, they're like one of the IT teams, I'd say.
Oh, they're the IT team of the Winter Olympics. Yes. Norwegians. Watch out.
Check those out in the winter sports. They're amazing. I don't know about you, but I get pretty devastated when I over-order things because, as you know, I'm a big eater.
Yeah, and you're weighing about, what, $120 these days?
120
kilos. 125. That's fine.
Nowhere near that. You're like 35 140, kilos off.
Jesus.
You're way off. But I don't know, when I order something and I can't finish a meal or I order too much, I'm actually devastated. Like the other day when we went to Woolies, I went and bought some Snitties throughout the week. There was a pack of 18. Do yourself a favour, by the way.
Yeah, Nate bought 18 Snitties and thought he could polish them off in a week. I was like, mate, you're kidding yourself. And what happened?
I got through 6. And it hurt me. I was devastated.
You can get through it. Yeah, you get angry when we're at restaurants and you look at other tables and you'll like punch my arm, be like, Jim, look, lady didn't finish a snitty or
so angry.
Leftover chips. You get furious when people don't finish their meals.
They should be banned. You know when you get banned from a hotel or a club for causing a ruckus? You should also be banned if you don't finish your bloody meal.
Or there should be an option. You should walk around to the other tables and just say, hey,
I'll clean it up.
Well, no, just saying, hey, guys, I couldn't finish my snitty. Anyone here interested?
Offer it around.
Yeah. Sharing's caring, guys.
I mean, you'd have to do like a medical test before and just make sure there's no diseases coming through.
The chicken's not diseased. Just get some new cutlery. It'll be fine.
What about you? Have you ever overordered before?
No, I'm usually pretty good. And even if I do overorder, I force myself to eat it. You know what I mean? Like, because again, I'm not force feed
myself.
Well, I don't want to waste food. I'm the same. Like, if you order a big meal, you just got to put up with it. Just get it in the gob.
All right, let's do this in 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. When have you overordered? Maybe it was food, maybe it was groceries, whatever it is. Let us know, and we'll send you to the Beer Fest as well. We'll give you some tickets to that if you give us a call.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. Beer Fest this weekend, so we got tickets to there. But when did you order too much?
13, 12, 16. Overordering. It's hit 100.9.
Jimmy, no.
Jim, we just asked 13, 12, 16, when did you overorder after the Norwegian Winter Olympic team over in South Korea? They've accidentally ordered 15,000 eggs to their campsite rather than 1,500. They're blaming the South Korean Google Translator.
Yeah, but again, I said, like, surely you know you're paying a lot more for 15,000. Mm. And you don't accept it. When you said four trucks rocked up with eggs. When four trucks rock up, you just run away.
But what I don't get is they let the four trucks be unloaded. Like, surely after the second truck, you're like, hang on a minute, this seems a lot more than 15.
Is there one egg in every box? I'm not sure why there's so many. But yeah, we're talking about overordering. Nath, you asked me before if I overorder and what do I do, and I say I usually force myself to eat it. But I was thinking about it, and what I do is I'll take it home. So I'm a big doggy bag.
Doggy bag.
But a lot of places don't do doggy bags and stuff because of health and safety these days.
What do you mean?
Well, they go, we can't let you take it home because we don't know when you'll eat it or how you eat it or that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but surely once you take it out of the restaurant, that's on you now.
Well, mate, people go, you poison me. I'm like, well, mate, maybe you shouldn't have kept the chicken in your fridge for 2 weeks.
Or maybe just eat it all in one go, you wimp.
Well, it's not force people to do things.
Fiona from Glenorchy, when did you overorder?
Overordering, well, I just feel I have 5 children. We overorder, or they seem to overeat, I guess. Every time they seem to pick up a tummy bug, and that confuses me totally.
So they're getting sick from overordering?
Well, yes, they seem to get a tummy bug, but it always seems to be after they've overeaten. They seem to have ordered too much, eaten too much.
We're linking 2 and 2 there for you, Fiona.
Fiona, you've got to stop letting the kids order. You've just got to put your foot down and go, hey, guys, mum's ordering.
Beck from Glenorchy as well. When did you overorder?
Oh, hi. So a couple of weeks ago, my sisters and I decided we'd start eating healthy for the new year.
Classic. Yep. New year, new me.
It went really well for the first week. And then it was like a movie night. So we thought, what do we want? So one of my sisters wanted McDonald's. I wanted KFC. And my other sister wanted pizza.
please tell me you ordered all three, Beck.
We did. We've been really good all week. So we went and got it. And we didn't get through it all. And we were really sick, all of us. So.
Da-da-da-da-da.
And earlier in the show, we've been chatting about caramel chocolate. You can see a photo of the chocolate and get involved on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. This chocolate was around 1994. It's made in New Zealand, but it's only available in New Zealand and Australia. It's a caramelised white chocolate. It was only around for a limited time back then, and they've brought it back limited time again.
So it's not staying?
No.
Even though it's super popular, what are they doing?
Well, I think it's popular because it's limited.
Oh, everything's popular when it's limited, isn't it?
So at the moment, like, most shops around Hobart are sold out. Nath, you sent Bree from our Fun and Games department to try and buy some yesterday on the public holiday, on her day off.
Oh, to be fair, she also wanted to try some, so it was a little bit for herself too.
You called that she was already at the shops looking for it. Can you get me some caramel chocolate? Oh, I'm already here. She missed out. She hasn't got any. It goes for around $3, and some of the blocks are going for as much as $150.
We might almost have to resort to that if we can't get any in Hobart. We might have to get it on eBay.
No, well, our producer Mason, remember, he has some.
Yeah, but has he agreed to bring it in, though?
Well, yeah.
Having someone bring some in is completely different.
We keep asking him. We're like, hey, will you bring it in? He's like...
Well, do we pay him?
No, I'm not paying him.
Mason, how much would your block of chocolate go for if we paid you?
Good boy. Look, I do want to know, though, 13, 12, 16, have you tried it? Listeners of the show, have you had some already? Because, Nath, you and me, we haven't had it yet.
No.
Now, Mason, he rates it 8.5 out of 10. Mm. Huge call. Mm. But we'd love to get some other people's thoughts. 13, 12, 16.
Okay, so 13, 12, 16, have you tried the new Cadbury Caramel Milk Chocolate? Let us know. We need an opinion on it because we haven't tasted it.
Yeah, or maybe you're just out there and you're trying to find it, like us, and you just can't get it. Get involved.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Here's JT on hit.
We're talking about the caramel chocolate. This chocolate is sold out everywhere. It's caramelised white chocolate. The bars go for around $3. Some of them are selling on eBay for as high as $150.
Insane.
Now, I did some research. I mentioned this on the show earlier. Now, these are real. These are real facts. I pulled my finger out. I did something. This is about investment. The ASX 200, it's down 4%. Mm. The Australian dollar, down 4.13%. Bitcoin, it's down 12%.
Not Bitcoin.
But do you know what's up, Nath?
Chocolate Bitcoin.
Remember those chocolate coins?
Yeah, they were great.
No, them. Cadbury caramel blocks are up 1,000%.
Oh, get involved. There's a gap in the market.
If you can get your hands on some, I can only see it going up from here. Next week it'll be 2,000. But, Nath, we did put it out on the phones, 13, 12, 16. Have you tried this? And rather than go to the phones, we had an anonymous caller call up. Now, this anonymous caller works for Woolworths.
We can't say a name, can we?
Well, I wasn't going to say if it was a male or female, but...
Sorry.
This could be anyone. Could be a child. Could be an adult. But Claremont Woolworths, they have the Cadbury caramel chocolate.
Now, she didn't say how many.
Stop saying she.
So, he slash she. No,
the person.
The person didn't say how much they have. So, this could be...
Couldn't give us too much information, but there is some still at the Claremont Woolworths. There is still some Cadbury caramel.
Do we send producer Mason out there now?
For those of you who don't know, producer Mason also does mornings, so he's on from 9.
We don't need him. He's not essential.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. What you do is you help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, on behalf of Hobart, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
I used to work at Women's Day.
Did you really?
Nah, but I could have.
Jimmy's Day.
Hey, Victoria Beckham, she's come out and she's denied that the Spice Girls are going on tour and making new music again. Mm. Yeah, very, very upsetting. You would have seen the photos last week. That was all the Spice Girls together.
Mm.
But Victoria Beckham, she ahead of New York Fashion Week, she's come out and said to Vogue, hey, we're not doing that.
Yeah, we were chatting about this earlier. So why did they take the photo? Just to tease people?
Well, she also continued, she said, they're in talks to do something with the group's brand. She said, what is that? What does it look like? We were just bouncing ideas around at the moment, brainstorming.
Please don't be a perfume. There's too many perfumes.
Or just spices.
Oh,
for your cooking?
Spice Girls, yeah, they've moved
the
into
Spice
cooking.
Spice Girl spices. Just an idea. Hey, Idris Elba, huge fan of the show.
Big fan.
He just got engaged over the weekend.
Oh, well done, Idris.
Yeah, to his girlfriend, Sabrina Doré. She is a model. The talks are that he's still the hot tip to take out the James Bond franchise.
Yes.
The face of James Bond.
Is there a picture of the ring? How big was the ring?
No, I don't have a picture of the ring.
He didn't give her a ring.
No.
He just said, you will marry me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Idris Elba's a good-looking rooster.
I'd marry him.
Yeah, I'd marry him.
Idris.
Yeah. I'm upset he's engaged. My girlfriend's listening. She's upset. Where's my
ring? You're upsetting a lot of people now, aren't you?
Look, watch out for him. He could be the next James Bond. And finally, speaking of movies, Prince William and Prince Harry, they were supposed to be in the new Star Wars movie as stormtroopers. So this happens quite a lot. So Daniel Craig, the current James Bond,
yep.
He was in the last Star Wars film as a stormtrooper.
That's right, but they're just all dressed up, so you can't tell.
Yeah, but what I didn't realise was that they cast stormtroopers. You have to be around 5'11" because they keep all the stormtroopers the same.
Because
originally in the films they were clones, so they always had to be the same height. Well, in the movie, Will and Harry are 6'1" and 6'2".
But so, wouldn't they measure them before, or are they, again, just getting them excited like the Spice Girls and then ripping it away?
No, I think they just put the top of the suit on them, and so they filmed it because they walk in the background.
Well, put their shoes on their knees and started walking. Jen, this is devastating to me. There's a video of a Polish man that's gone viral after he created a workshop video on how to avoid hugs. Now, this is devastating to me because I'm a big hugger.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm anti-hug.
Let me run through some of the ways he's using to avoid hugs. The first one is the forced double handshake. So basically, when someone comes at you with arms outstretched to give you a big hug, you just grab both arms that are outstretched and shake them simultaneously, left and right.
I mean, you look like a weirdo.
Yeah. But you avoid the hug, though, and you'll probably never get hugged again.
You can see this video on our Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, at Jimmy and Nath.
Here's the second one, the spinning high five. So he says, this Polish man, he says this one's essential when people come in on an angle. So yeah. If they're doing like kind of one arm over your shoulder, maybe one on your tushy kind of thing. Now, the way to avoid this
By
one...
By the way, if anyone out there listening, don't put your hand on someone's butt when you're hugging them.
No, don't do that. Just come in for a normal hug.
Yeah. Just don't hug anyone.
The spinning
high... probably a good idea. Handshakes are sufficient.
The spinning high... You're so boring.
To be fair, someone... You do this at work all the time. We'll say goodbye to people, and we're always together. So we have to say goodbye together as a couple,
because
that's what we are. And you just go in, you go, yeah, see you later, give them the big hug, and I just lean over the handshake and go, yeah, good.
Bit of love.
But you always do it. Why do you always need to be that touchy-feely with someone?
It's not touchy-feely. It's just to show them that they are close. They are a close personal friend to me. I don't hug strangers.
No. You hug strangers. You hug random people in the streets.
I've never hugged a random in the streets.
We ran into someone on the weekend, a mate of yours. You hadn't seen him forever. What did you do?
Hug.
Yeah, but this was a guy you hadn't seen.
Not random.
He wasn't a mate, because when we walked away, you go, oh, geez, wish I didn't run into that guy.
But he didn't think the same, though. He's like, Nath, what a nice guy. Gave me a hug.
Handshakes will do.
The spinning high five.
We're still on this
list.
I'm going to
tell you. So basically, someone comes in on an angle, you just high five one of their hands and then spin out kind of thing.
I think it's okay to say no to a hug. Like, if someone goes to hug you, you can just put your hand out and go, nah.
I like Jerry Seinfeld style.
Yeah, no. No. No hug for you.
All right, let's do this then. 13, 12, 16, are you a hug hater like Jimmy? Do you not like hugs? And you know what? Also call up if you love hugs too.
You want to get people on both sides?
On both sides.
Both sides, all right.
13, 12, 16, are you a hug hater or do you love hugs? And you know what? If you give us a call, we'll give you movie tickets as well. How exciting is that?
Yeah. I mean, most people are going to call up and say they hate hugs. No one likes a hug.
13, 12, 16, do you love hugs or do you hate hugs? We're doing that next. It's Hit. Just ask 13, 12, 16, are you a hug hater? And we're also going to give away some movie tickets as well.
Yeah, 50 Shades Freed. Don't miss the climax. 50 Shades Freed in cinemas now.
Reason we're talking about this is because there's a Polish man. He's gone viral because he's created a workshop video on how to avoid hugs. I'm devastated. I'm going to come up with a counter video for this of how to avoiding hugs.
Yeah, Nath, you're very pro-hugger. Me, Jimmy, I'm very anti-hug. I think a handshake will do when greeting someone or saying goodbye. If you do want to check this video out, though, it is on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath.
You'll hug me, though, if I come up
to you
with a
hug. Yeah, because I know you like to be hugged, so that's why I do it. It's just to make you happy.
Well, it's a pity hug. Now I'm getting pity hugs from you.
Mate, it's always been a pity hug. It's not now.
We'll be having a chat after the show. You'll be getting a handshake.
Mate, I'm happy to no longer hug you. I'm out. I'm free.
No, you're not. Dora from Lena Valley. Are you a hug hater or a hug lover?
No, I love hugs.
Yes.
I just love them. Mm-hmm. But they have to be good hugs. They can't be just a square kind of hug or a tap on the shoulder kind of hug. They have to come in and just really hug you.
What's a good hug to you, as in like a full-on embrace for a good 5-6 seconds?
A full-on embrace, maybe a bit longer than 6 seconds. Well, depending how, well, you know, the person, I guess.
Yeah. Dora, do you hug strangers?
I will offer a hug when I see someone that needs a hug, yes.
Okay.
And has anybody ever employed one of these ways to avoid a hug on you before, Dora?
No, I guess because I can read them too, though. I can sort of see if they're going to let me. I ask permission. Do you need a hug? Do you want a hug?
Oh, permission.
So you got it, yeah. Well, that's good. Now, if you need to start asking people, before you keep hugging
I need permission slips. Jamie from West Moona, are you a hug hater or a hug lover?
It depends who the person is.
Okay.
So with my husband, I absolutely love his hugs, but anybody else, even family, it just sends my anxiety through the roof, and then I'll be thinking about it for literally the rest of the day.
Even family, what, as in like if your mum or your sibling mm-hmm. or your cousin, you just won't hug them?
No, it's I will hug them, but I kind of feel forced to. Yeah. And then I sit there and I think about, was this okay? Did I hug them the right way? Did I actually want to hug?
Yeah, Jamie,
I have avoided it.
I'm 100% the same. Do you hug your husband because you feel like you have to and he loves the hug?
No, he actually calms me down.
Okay.
I don't know. His hugs are different. I just feel safe with him, I think, and just everybody else, I just don't.
Jamie, my hugs calm Jimmy down too.
So no, they don't.